Psalm meditation today is from Psalm 128. We're well into the second half of the Songs of Degrees. Let's give heed. We will be reading from Psalm 128 in the New International Version. Or New International. New King James.
Psalm 128, continuing in the Songs of Ascents. Blessed is everyone who fears Jehovah, who walks in his ways. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Peace be upon Israel. Okay, continuing on through these Psalms of Ascents, we see a development again from the previous Psalm and leading on through the rest of them. And as I mentioned last week, looking at Psalm 127, the same idea applies to 128, that this isn't necessarily an individual promise. God does bless many of his people with the blessings of success with the fruit of their hands and with children and prosperity and all those other things. But these psalms were meant to be sung in the church, in the community of believers. And it's the family of faith that's primarily the one that's being spoken of here. And we can see that starting at the very beginning. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord or Jehovah, who walks in his ways. It's a simple statement of blessing that God promises upon those who follow him, who fear the Lord, who have faith in him. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. And again, we can think of individual cases in history when this isn't the case. But when we look at God's provision for his people throughout history as a community, family of faith, then you can see that this has been the case throughout history. Again, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Many of us have larger families, large-ish families, depends on what standard you use, but not all of us do have many children. But we can see the church having been blessed through history with children, with further generations spreading the word. One of the things that's been very much on some people's minds is in Western culture that people aren't having children, that what seems to be the Christian nations, their populations are going down. And I would suggest that this isn't a failure of this promise, but it's a failure of the cultures, that as they turn away from Christianity, they turn away from faith in the Lord, they don't see the necessity for further generations, and they lack the faith, if you will, to claim this promise. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Jehovah. So this is a description of the promise that God has for the people of his house, for the church throughout time. But a little bit more than that, when we think of this, we need to remember that the Psalms do speak of Jesus. And it's not just this group called the church that the blessings are for. It's to Jesus, the head of this family, the head of this church, that he will have spiritual children, that there will be growth within the house for him. And it finishes up then with the promise, the Lord bless you out of Zion. Remember, that is where God dwelt with his people there in Jerusalem. And may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. The promise there is, it's a manifold promise. There's many things put together in it. First, that you will have children and that they will have children and you'll live long enough to see them. And that they'll still be there in the house of faith in Zion. So may you see the good of the church all the days of your life as well. Yes, may you see your children's children. And the final line here was not meant to be proclaimed to you, but for all the people to join together with then. After hearing the promises from Jehovah, peace be upon Israel. And that's a line that you see throughout the Psalms. May there be peace upon the family of God, upon the church. And that's the closing of this psalm. And it's appropriate. So as we sing this, when we get to that last little bit, remember that's a prayer. And let's pray that as we sing the psalm. And we'll sing it, version A of this, Psalm 128A.